What does it mean when you buy food that's labeled as organically grown? It turns out the answer to that question could be different depending on where you live. The definition of organically grown is currently set by many local organizations of farmers and natural food retailers across the country. Big retailers like Dave Mueller of the Top supermarket chain in Western New York say that can be confusing to customers, and uniform standards defining just what organic is would be great.
Organic right now is still a little confusing to our mainstream shoppers, and to add more confusion to that would only just ruin the whole opportunity. We need to have a clear and a definite commitment and a statement and definition of organic so the customers can understand it and they can refer to that and be comfortable in what they're buying. Things like the word natural years ago meant something. Today it's so watered down, it's used in everything. Natural means nothing anymore. We don't want that to happen to the word organic.
While Mueller would like uniform standards for organically grown food, his company is joining the rival Wegmans supermarket chain in urging that consumers fight a set of standards developed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The coalition also includes organic farmers and vegetable growers, food co-ops, producers of organic food products, and restaurants. 7 years ago, Congress ordered the USDA to draw up organic food standards, and according to upstate New York vegetable farmer Elizabeth Henderson, it also set up a national advisory board made up of citizens, farmers, and food processors to define organic.
One of the good things that we felt was in the national organic legislation was that it created a national organic standards board, which is a citizen board, an advisory board appointed by USDA to advise USDA on the creation of the regulations for the National Organic Program.
The Organic Standards Advisory Board held 4 years' worth of hearings across the nation. It sent detailed recommendations to USDA, but the agency rejected nearly all of them. Organic food growers generally agree that organic means grown in natural soil without the use of chemical pesticides or artificial fertilizers. The proposed USDA standards would allow genetically engineered crops to be labeled as organic. They would allow use of sewage sludge as fertilizer, which environmentalists say can be contaminated with toxic metals or industrial discharge. They would also allow the organic label on products which have been irradiated to preserve freshness. They also set a single fee for certification, one that Henderson says will price the small farmers out of business.
The National Organic Standards Board recommended against sewage sludge, against genetically engineered organisms, against the irradiation of organic foods. The National Organic Standards Board recommended for a sliding scale fee that would enable the small certification programs and smaller farms to pay a smaller percentage of the costs of USDA accreditation.
The Agriculture Department's proposed organic standards also say growers and producers can't set standards of their own that are tougher than the federal regulations. Jeremy Thayer is an organic food processor and an officer of the Nebraska-based Organic Crop Improvement Association. He says that could be a disaster for U.S. organic farmers.
If we are restricted by the federal government to set our standards no higher than theirs, the European Union will not accept OCIA-certified product. In other words, our growers won't be able to sell into Europe. That's approximately 30% of all sales go into Europe.
The Coalition of Organic Growers, Supermarkets, and Co-ops has agreed to distribute flyers at their businesses across Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New York. Those flyers urge customers to write and call on the USDA to scrap the organic standards proposal. Organic food buyer Pat Mannix of suburban Rochester, New York, says she'll do it.
As a person that suffers from allergies, as a person who has family members, I know the risks that are encountered when you go into a market to buy a product and you think it's one thing, but behind the scenes it's been changed to be something else.
The comment period for the proposed federal organic food standards ends on April 30th. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bud Lowell in Rochester, New York.